Now time for a locker room chat. I'm here with Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler, the state champs. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Great to hear. So you guys are coming off, as mentioned, that state championship. So, man, where do you guys kind of, where are you looking to for some little things to fine-tune to be even better this year?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that we can get better on. Even in our last game of the year, state championship game, I honestly don't think we played all that well. There's a lot of mistakes and probably some jitters for some of our younger players that, you know, we can get better on. But, you know, we're still hungry. We know that there's a lot of teams out there that are, you know, wanting to knock us off this year. And we're still, you know, trying, working hard every day in practice and come hard in the summer and lift the weights all summer long and, you know, to continue our success and to build on our winning program.
And your quarterback, Isaac Detweiler, he was special last year. 75% completion percentage, one of the best in the entire state. Not even just at eight-man, but in general, his stats were phenomenal. What are some things that he's working on to get better?
Well, you know, again, he's continued to work on his completion percentage. You know, he's on pace to possibly set the, you know, the eight-man record this year for completion percentage, which, you know, Quinn Bussing, you know, from Axtell holds. So he's, you know, he's always working on that, and it seems like throughout the summer you kind of lag on that, and, you know, since practice and other sports and such. And so he's been working on that in leadership roles where, you know, trying to get a bunch of these new guys in the right places on the field and you know, make our team better.
And talking about his running abilities, him and who is going to kind of be in the backfield with him to kind of, you know, create a real dual threat?
Well, we should have the same duo as we had last year. Last year they were freshmen, this year they're sophomores. But Brandon Smelsley and Eli Brockerman, you know, they both stepped up nicely for freshmen for us last year. And both have gotten bigger and stronger this year in the weight room. And you know, so hopefully it's a three-headed monster back there where they just can't key on Isaac or anybody else, where we could you know, have multiple weapons back there.
And talking about your defense, too, it was the number one scoring defense in the state as well. What are some things that they've been trying to work on in terms of them getting better?
Well, you know, say assignment sound. There was a few times where I thought we were out of alignment where, you know, we probably got away with it because of our talent level. But, you know, there's some games that we don't get away with that. And then also at the same time, we're trying to put in new schemes. Every time you bring a lot of your squad back where you can kind of build on your basics and, you know, your stunts and your blitzes and that kind of stuff. So, you know, there's always room for improvement where we're trying to make our stuff, ourself more complex, and you know, that's what we're trying to do.
Great. More with head coach Eric Detweiler in just a moment. Back with Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler talking about their matchup this week versus Care Paravel. This is an interesting team because in previous years they haven't been in Keisha. They've been in their own KCAA, the Kansas Christian Athletic Association. So what are some things that you know about them and how dominant they were in that league in prior years?
Well, you know, I know they were undefeated last year, you know, along with us. And you know, they called in their league, they had their little state championship. So, you know, they're state champions. We were state champions. And I know they graduated three kids last year, so they return most of their squad back as well. I know they're chomping at the bit to, you know, to try to play us and see what's, you know, where they're at talent level wise. And I know they're a super talented team. I've, you know, got film on them where, you know, we're watching them, you know, every day. And they can do a lot of things and you know, run the ball and pass. They have a quarterback that I know that's been playing 7-on-7 all summer long. And you know, he's going to be able to wing the ball there on Friday night.
Yeah, it's really a very different beast of the KCAA. A lot of high scoring. I mean, you have games where it's 70 to 56. You know, it's like 80 to 40. You know, you have really high scoring games. How's your defense trying to prepare for this very, very different team?
Well, it's you know, that's a difficult task, that's for sure, because they have the capabilities of running and passing. And you know, but that's the great thing about our Twin Valley League where, you know, we see some pretty tough opponents that, you know, give us those looks, you know, every night in and night out on Friday night. So, you know, I know they like to pass the ball probably more than run. So, you know, we've really been working on our pass protection and you know, our zone and our man coverage as well. And you know, just trying to get yourself better. And you never know what you're going to get week one, but hopefully we've been practicing hard enough to where we can, you know, stay with them.
And you know, kind of just taking a look at your schedule in terms of the overall outlook, it's pretty interesting. I mean, you have a road game, home game, road game. It's pretty back and forth. Is that something that you like, or do you like to kind of have games kind of all be at home in a row?
You know, we kind of set up our schedule, so obviously we have four home, four away, and you know, that's just the way it works out. I think a couple years ago where we had three at home and away, and three in a row at home, and just kind of made for a long road trip when it made that way. So I, kind of prefer to have it back and forth, and it seems to make our schedule, work out well.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Best of luck this Friday, and I'm very much looking forward to talking with you all season long.
All right, thanks for having me on.
That was Axel head coach Eric Detweiler here on the Locker Room Chat. Today's Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Barn, Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings.